Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life, a ministry of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida, through WCNO 89.9, the Good News Station. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just had the Palm Sunday, the 29th, yesterday. My message usually is broadcast on Mondays, so I am taking this opportunity to speak about the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ in the city of Jerusalem in the year 33 AD. So, the triumphant entry is written in Matthew chapter 21, 1 to 17, Mark 11, 1 to 10, Luke 19, 29 to 38, and John Gospel 12, chapter 12 to 15. I would like to read like one of those passages from the Matthew 21 in the first verse onward to the verse 11. As they approach the Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the villages ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks anything to you, tell him if that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. See, before the birth of Jesus Christ, some 700 years before, the prophet Zechariah prophesied that in chapter 9, verse 9, that this king is coming on a colt or a donkey baby. And this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." See, prophecy fulfilled again that Jesus' prophecies based on the Messiah was being fulfilled throughout his life. That was the ministry of Jesus and the messages I have been talking until now. Now we jump into this this particular date of the event because of our week of this Palm Sunday, and then next Sunday is the Resurrection Sunday. So these two messages I will be reading and preaching is just a day past because of the date of my transmitting of the messages. So Jesus had his earthly ministry completed, almost completed. Now he had done few more things in Jerusalem at the time. Now if we read the Gospels, we can see that Jesus was around 30 years old when he first started his ministry. It was on AD 29. The year John the Baptist started preaching was the year, same year, later in the same year, John the Baptist preaching, that Jesus also started his ministry. And we know the history. You read the Gospels, there's a 9-month period between Christ's baptism and the first Passover in the ministry time. Luke says specific chronology notes for the commencement of Christ's public ministry. In Luke chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, you can read that Luke wrote the 15th year of Tiberius, John the Baptist's ministry began. Based on the Julian calendar or Tiberius regnal year, the ruler Tiberius, the Roman emperor, Roman historians use both of these methods. There's a Julian calendar and there is a Tiberian calculation based on Tiberian's reign. Roman historians both use both of these dates. Therefore, Luke's reference of 15th year of Tiberius pointing towards AD 29 as the beginning of John the Baptist's ministry. So sometimes people always think that AD means after the death of Christ. It actually means Anno Domini in Latin. Anno Domini means the year of the Lord. Jesus was born somewhere between BC 4 and BC 5 in order to make the correct calculation you have to back up towards the BC when Jesus was actually born. Otherwise, he would not have been 30 years old at AD 29. So then he ministered 33 and a half years. So ministry of Jesus, approximately 6 months from John's ministry starting, he getting baptized under John the Baptist. The Passover of the ministry recorded April AD 30, Nisan 14. Nisan is the first month of the Jewish calendar. According to the Jewish calendar, in the month of Nisan, the 10th day, for 10th day, they need to choose a lamb with no blemish, with his healthy lamb, that they should be using this for the Passover. And that year, the Passover fell on a Friday, and Jesus' crucifixion happened on the Friday night, Friday afternoon around 3 p.m. So, also, the reconstruction of the temple by Herod took place 46 years, completed by B.C. 18 or 17. 46 years from that time brings A.D. 29 or A.D. 30. So it's coming down towards the end of A.D. 29 or close to 30. Christ's ministry began sometime in the summer of autumn A.D. 29. Jesus Christ rode on the colt to Jerusalem on the Palm Sunday, which was March 30, AD 33. Now, these calculations are based on some of the very highly researched scholars. There is a book out there which is used due to the seminary education usually. It's called The Chronological Aspects of the Life of Christ. Chronological Aspects of the Life of Christ. You can find them in Amazon.com. It is written by Harold W. Hoffner, H-O-E-H-N-E-R, Harold W. Hoffner, who is a professor and chair of New Testament Literature and Exegesis at Dallas Theological Seminary. Very highly educated, Ph.D., Ph.D., very highly educated from Cambridge and United States, Cambridge University in England. Also, he's such a man who, very scholarly person, who researched around thousands of documents when he came up with all these dates. And some arguments are made in this book that several others are arguing different dates. And by studying everything together, we look at the conclusion and the possible dates based on the historical facts happened at the time of Jesus, his birth, his life, and his death, those things. So Jesus triumphantly entering the city of Jerusalem, and there it was calculated based on the exiled years of Jews. The exiled years of Jews were 70 years in Babylon. This is the Judah. Now, the country Israel, the northern kingdom, was exiled by BC 721-22. They were completely taken away by Assyrian emperors, the first empire of the world. See, Bible basically talks about in the book of Daniel about four empires, which was Babylon, then Media, Persia, Greece, and Rome. Now, Assyrian emperor was previous one, before Daniel was taken to Babylon. So that Assyrian empire was not actually counted in the book of Daniel, because that present at that time, it was already fallen apart. Babylonians defeated Assyrians in Nineveh, and their capital was destroyed, the city of Nineveh in Iraq, and present-day Iraq, and then Babylon took over. So this captivity of Judah happened to be, according to the prophet, Jeremiah was supposed to be 70 years, in the literal 70 years, like counting 1, 2, 3, like that, actual 70 years literally. And at the time, Daniel was praying in the chapter 9 of the book of Daniel, written the longest prayer Daniel is praying and confessing and testifying and sending petitions to God and fasting and crying to God for the deliverance of the children of Judah to come back. God gave him his mind sparkled to go and read the book of Jeremiah chapter 25, where it was written, Jeremiah, a long time before, prophesied, even before the exile happened, that this is going to happen, and then they will return after 70 years. That God had given 70 years. So now, as Daniel just realized this fact and finished almost finishing his prayer, there it comes, God sent his angel Gabriel to explain, this is going to be 70 times 7, which means each 7 year was counted towards a sabbatical year. Sabbatical years are 49 years. 7 times 7, 49. Every 49 years, the country of Israel and Judah, they are supposed to lay the land free to rest, give the rest to the land, rest to the people, the workers and the animals, and everybody rest in the 50th year. And God gave them plenty in the 49th year for them to eat for the 50th year. So the Jewish nation, the Judah also, they refused to follow the commandment of God. And they did not let their slaves go free after the 49th year, which was sometimes, most of the time, the slaves are their own relatives. The people who lost their money or financially debt, and so many ways, they had to have a kinsman or nearest relative who will come and take over their land, take care of the land, and take them as their employees or servants or slaves, basically. And at the 49th year, they need to let them go free. So the Jewish people did not do that. They offended the commandment of God for 70 years, and that 70 years, God punished them for each 7 year for a sabbatical year of 49. So they counted 49 times, that many years, 7 times 70 years. So every 70 year was multiplied to 7. 70 times 7, 49, it was 490 years. So there was the 490 years of punishment, which is still lying on, according to the prophecy. I didn't make it up. It is in the book of Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiah. Every prophet spoke about this. And this prophecy in the book of Daniel is very accurately and clearly explained that by the end of the 490th year, the Jewish nation will be fully established by King Jesus Christ, the Messiah. They will accept him, and he will come and defeat the Antichrist and the enemies of Israel and God, and then the kingdom of God, Jesus, established. So until that time, Israel is in a partial punishment still continuing. Even though the literal 70 years fulfilled that they were able to go back to their nation according to the decree of Cyrus the Great, king of Persia. So it's a long history in the book of Daniel. Now at the end, we are talking about the timing. The timing was the God told through the angel Gabriel to Daniel that the years are divided this way. First, there is 7 times 7 years, which is 49 years. Jerusalem will be rebuilt, right? And then people will start moving in there, returning to their country. Now, after the 49 years, there is another 62 sevens. So 7 times another 62. And then total years were completed, will be completed, like about 483 years. At the end of the 483 years, the Messiah will be killed, or the anointed will be cut off. So it means Jesus was born right before 33 years and a half before that 483 years. So his lifetime was for 33 and a half years. He started his ministry at 30th year, then another 3.5 years ministry, and he was crucified. So we're talking about the calculations from the time God allowed the king of Persia, Artaxerxes, after Cyrus. Then there was a couple of other edicts and decrees. There were problems in between. All those are written in the book of Daniel. Then Nehemiah was sent by King Artaxerxes of Persia to rebuild the city and the walls of Jerusalem. So that was in 445 BC. From that time to the death of Jesus Christ was 483 years. So the 483 years completed, the day March 30th was 5 days before that. Jesus rode on a a donkey on a colt, baby of a donkey, through Jerusalem. And then after the 5 days after that, he was crucified. So the gospel is talking about there were three different times, the last time Jesus went to Jerusalem in his ministry time. John states that Jesus went up to Jerusalem to the Feast of the Tabernacles in chapter 7, verse 2, which would have been September 10, between 10 to 17 AD 32. All three synoptic gospels, which are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, state that Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and Matthew 19:1, Mark 10:1, Luke 9:51. The real question is whether or not one can fit Luke's central section. With Gospel of John, Weisler, a theologian, has suggested that the three journeys mentioned in John 7:2, 11:7, 17:18 correspond to the three journeys to Jerusalem, the Luke central section 9:51, 13:22, 17:11. The present writer follows the scheme that slight modification. So they made some adjustment to the dates. The first of the three journey to Jerusalem, written in Luke 9:51 to 13:21, also in John 7:10 to 10:42, begins shortly after Jesus made his secret journey to Jerusalem. Remember, there was one time the Feast of the Tabernacle was going to happen, and his brothers and others asked, "Are you not going to Jerusalem?" He said, "No, I am not going." But later, because he did not want to be public, because they were waiting to capture him and kill him. But Jesus knowingly did not want to tell them, but he went there secretly in John 7:2, that after which he presumed to return to Galilee. From Galilee he started to make journey to Jerusalem. Again, Luke 9:51, John 10:22-39. To eventually he attended the Feast of the Dedication, December 18, AD 32. The ministry began between Galilee and Jerusalem was in Samaria. So Jesus frequently went back and forth, we see in the Gospels. So here, the author of this book of chronology of Jesus Christ, after studying all the dates and everything, saying that the last time Jesus went three times. He went many times before that. After the feast, Jesus went to Perea. Gospel of John 10:40-42 says that, in preparing to return to Jerusalem for his second journey. He had an extensive ministry of miracles and parables, probably all in Perea, a territory near Judea. Luke 13:22-17:10, the final event in Jerusalem, and he raised Lazarus from the dead. John Gospel 11:1-54. This marks the close of the second of the final three journeys to Jerusalem. See, Jesus' ministry was back and forth, Judea to Samaria, Galilee. And in Samaria, he went there to speak to the Samaritans. As a matter of fact, we see that in Gospel of John chapter 4, where he was speaking to Samaritan lady, and that became an evangelization of the Samaritans. And then he went to Tyre and Sidon, and where he spoke and evangelized that region. Then he returns. See, then he made another third journey to Jerusalem, which was the final one after raising Lazarus. Jesus went to Ephraim, and from there he possibly continued north towards the border of Samaria. And Luke writes where Samaria is mentioned here in this journey. From there, Jesus made his final journey to Jerusalem, as is given in Luke 17:11-19:28. And it's a parallel passage in Matthew 19:1-20:34, also in Mark chapter 10. In his final journey, his ministry of miracles and parables, talking about different parables, was probably accomplished primarily in Perea and Judea. Finally, Jesus went to Jerusalem for the Passover. So now we are talking about the Passover, which was conducted in the same week of the triumphant entry. There was a Passover fell. The Passover, really, when Jesus was crucified, was on the Friday, the 14th day of the Nisan month. The Nisan month falls between March and April to our English calendar. Now, therefore, the ministry and miracles have happened there. And after that, Jesus will do not go back to Galilee, and he was arrested. Now, we speak about the triumphant entry and the disciples and went and did as Jesus had instructed them in Matthew 24. And a very large crowd spread their cloaks, which is their garments or clothes, on the road while Jesus cut branches from the tree and spread them on the road, the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up and asked, who is this? The crowd answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Praise the Lord. My dear friends, Christ Jesus victoriously went to Jerusalem, knowingly that he is going to be arrested by the middle of the week, like passing the middle of the week. He was arrested by Thursday night, interrogated in early mornings of Friday, after the midnight Friday in the night, which is after the midnight of Thursday. And in the early mornings, he was standing before the Caiaphas and also to the Sanhedrin. So Christ was arrested before Friday morning. It happened the Thursday night, basically Friday, the night was going into Friday. So Jesus Jesus went up to the temple after the crowds shouting, Jesus the prophet, Jesus the prophet. Now, this is a prophecy fulfilled. This is what we need to be very carefully understand. Jesus was the Christ, and he is the Son of God. Jesus is the Christ because the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9 said, say to the daughter of Zion, see your king coming to you, gentle and riding on the donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now, we must understand, and the many Jewish brothers need to know, that the first advent of Jesus Christ, this was the first advent, this time Jesus was born as the king. He was in the king's lineage, as I did explained very much detail earlier preachings, and all my preachings can be found in the 89.9 and go into their archives. You can always find all the messages. So Jesus was prophetically born. He was born, and his ministry and his deeds, every single thing he did was based on the prophecy which was already been declared by God through the prophets. And this is another prophecy fulfilled when Jesus entered Jerusalem. This was going to happen from Zechariah's prophecy was already been said. Then he was the king, just to know the people know that he is the king. And he will be coming as the king in the future, as in the millennium, before the millennium starts, Jesus will return to be the king of the Jews, that he physically will be visible to those Jewish people who live at that time. See, the problem is, if you don't live it until the time Christ will return in power and glory to rule the kingdom, right? That is the second advent. See, this is what they messed up. They thought that Christ first comes, he's just coming as the king of the Jews, defeat Romans and all the enemies and rule the world. But that was not the way the prophecies were written. The prophecies were written, he need to come and die for those people first. He need to, Moses and all the other prophets declared that. And Jesus told this to them already cleared this part, but they didn't believe it. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables and money changers and the benches and those selling doves. It is written, called a house of prayer. My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. So the blind and the lame came to him and the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and children shouting in the temple, and Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. And he replied. He said, yeah, have you never read from the lips of the children and the infants, you have ordained praise? See, this was another part of the scripture that Jesus' name was fulfilled, ministry was fulfilled, that it was written of him. And the Pharisees and scribes of those days, they had the Torah, they have the prophets, but they never understood them. They never read them. They never were practicing the real scriptures. They were practicing what they interpreted the way they wanted to interpret. They couldn't understand the prophecies fulfilling on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but they must have to know that first they need to get forgiveness of their sin, and they need the salvation of their soul. The salvation of humanity was the first thing God wanted people to have. The first thing, not the kingdom, first is the salvation. And he left them and went out of the city Bethany, where he spent the night. So Jesus' ministry was pretty much a little bit coming to a closer to this time, but later when you go to, he spoke about the end of the ages, what's going to happen to the world and everything in chapter 24 and Luke 21, Matthew 24 and Luke 21, and then he gave some examples, he talked about some parables, and the final one of the judgment of the nations and everything in Matthew 24. So in chapter 26 starts with the finishing, saying this is his end time events. Then they come in and they were getting him arrested. So in the next lecture we'll speak about his arrest and the crucifixion. May the Lord richly bless you. That historical facts of Jesus Christ has been in the earth and fulfilled his ministries is all real, and may the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast, and if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov at gmail.com.
Around Town Magazine, celebrating 48 years. On the cover, PLM Construction, Patsy Meltzer, owner, builder, 50 years building homes with a heart. On the back cover, Jim Research Institute, Mark Goldstein, MD, working to end Alzheimer's disease. Florida Lifestyle with Spirit of Sebastian, Ryan Homes, Holiday Builders, Senior Living, Aviva, Independent Living, and Hidden Lakes with the future in medicine and healthcare. Theater, art, museums, travel, attractions, dining, bond.